So the Gemara Maseches Nazir has a daf Chav Ches, the Mishnah which says Ha'ish Madir's Beno Benazir Ve'in Ish Madir's is Beno Benazir, that a father can make his son into a Nazir. He can declare that his son should act like a Nazir and all the prohibitions apply to the son, but a mother cannot make her son into a Nazir, right? And the Gemara is Medayik that this only applies between a father and a son. It does not apply between a father and a daughter, nor does it apply between a mother and a son, which is explicit in the Mishnah. Now, what's the basis for that halacha? So the Gemara presents a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan thinks that this halacha, that a father can declare his son to be a Nazir, is a halacha l'moshmi Sinai. In other words, it's a din da'oraisa, that a father can make his son into a Nazir. And the halacha l'moshmi Sinai is only said that a father can make his son into a Nazir. It doesn't apply in any other permutation. However, Reish Lakish, the Gemara says, is of the opinion that it's rooted in the mitzvah of chinuch, that somehow training the child to become a nazir is somehow a fulfillment of the mitzvah of chinuch. And therefore, the Gemara, just streamlining the Gemara says that according to Reish Lakish, chinuch only applies between a father and a son. It does not apply between a father and a daughter, nor does it apply between a mother and a son, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that only a father can make his son into a Nazir. So, yes, usually, halacha, usually. Hilchas Gemirla or Stam Halacha means Halacha Moshe Mishina. Yeah. So, what emerges from the Gemara, at least according to Reish Lakish, is Reish Lakish seems to be of the opinion that the mitzvah of being mechanich children in mitzvos, at least the mitzvah of Nazirus, only applies between a father and a son. Now, the Gemara doesn't tell us what Rabbi Yochanan holds. All we know is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's a halacha l'moshe misina that a father can make a son into a nazir. We don't know what his opinion is when it comes to chinuch in general. It could be that he thinks chinuch is more expansive than Rish Lakish. It could be that he agrees with Rish Lakish. The Gemara never tells us what Rabbi Yochanan holds about chinuch. We will come back to that b'siyata d'shmaya. Now, the problem is that you saw the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma. What did the Mishnah say in Maseches Yuma? The Mishnah said that when children become a certain age, whatever age that is, the Mishnah says that they start training, they start practicing fasting on Yom Kippur. And it's clear from the Mishnah and the Gemara that there's no difference between boys and girls. Both men and women are obligated in the mitzvos fasting on Yom Kippur. So therefore, you have to start practicing as a child, whether it be a boy or a girl, in fasting on Yom Kippur. And presumably, that is rooted in the mitzvah of chinuch. So at first glance, the Mishnah seems to contradict the opinion of Reish Lakish. Now, Reish Lakish is an Amora, so he can't argue on a Mishnah. Reish Lakish can argue on Rabbi Yochanan all he wants. It's an Amora against an Amora. He's entitled to his own opinion. But Reish Lakish cannot argue on a Tana in a Mishnah. So when the Mishnah seems to say unequivocally that girls are also obligated in chinuch, Reish Lakish is going to have to somehow square with that Mishnah, that at first glance he contradicts the Mishnah, because Reish Lakish said that chinuch only applies between father and son, not between father and daughter, nor between mother and son. Yeah, everyone realized that, noticed that contradiction. So the Rishonim pointed out, and the mainstream understanding in the Rishonim is that fundamentally the Mishnah in Maseches Yuma is correct, that chinuch applies both to boys and girls. What did Reish Lakish mean when he said that chinuch does not apply to a girl, between a father and a daughter? What was Reish Lakish talking about? What's the context of the Gemara? The context of the Gemara is Nazirus. It's a funny type of chinuch, that the father is making his son into a Nazir. What exactly, chinuch we usually assume is practicing mitzvos which they're going to perform when they become of age. Is it so obvious that a child is going to become a Nazir? So presumably, the chinuch is practicing precious, not being so obsessed with Olam Hazen, Gashmius. So it's training the child to be mistapik b'mua, to be ruchani. So therefore, it could be that according to Reish Lakish, that type of intense chinuch only applies between a father and a son. It does not apply between a father and a daughter. But that's not to say that Reish Lakish denies the fact that girls are also part of chinuch. Of course, a father is obligated to be mechanich a girl in the mitzvos that are going to be relevant to her when she becomes a gedola. That's why the Mishnah says in Yuma that girls have to practice fasting when they become of age, because that's a regular mitzvah that they're going to become obligated in. That's what Tosis Maseches Nazir, Tosis Maseches and Tosis Yishanim Maseches Yuma says, that it could be that the Gemara in Nazir is really the exception to the rule. Reish Lakish didn't mean to say unequivocally across the board, girls are not part of the mitzvah of chinuch. Really they are. And Nazirus is something different. Nazirus is an Indian of precious, of separating from Olam Hazeh, and that's a funny type of chinuch that does not apply to girls, but mitzvos, which they're going to become obligated in, those apply to girls just like they apply to boys. Yeah, what was the question?
Doesn't Tosafot say that the reason why it's banim and not, why it's only for sons and not daughters, is because the sons are going to grow up and be shy after the mitzvos? Meaning it sounds like this is genuinely referring to mitzvos, not referring to lafrisha meisura.
Yeah, the last line in were you Tosafot Nazir?
The last line in Tosafot Beno and Bito.
Yeah.
And also Tosafot is a Masalik. He asks a question from Yuma and then says Vitzarech Lachag Vidavar, but I didn't see a...
Yeah, the last line in Tosafot. V'hasa mamrina echatino v'echatino kis mechan chinosam l'sanos b'yom kivin tzarech l'chalik b'davar. What's the chiluk?
Right, he says you have to do chalik, but he's not being clear.
Yeah, so the Magen Avraham, quotes this and isn't clear exactly what the chiluk of Tosis and Nazir is, but it's clear, if we have time, the Tosis Yishanim is explicit, like I said. Tosis Yishanim in Maseches Yuma, which we'll get to, is explicit that the way to resolve Reish Lakish with the Mishnah in Yuma is that the Nazirus is different.
But isn't the Gemara very clear in Nazir that he says, "Yisur."
Yeah, so you have to read, according to Tosis Yishanim in Yuma, I'll read the Lashon Tosis Yishanim here. He says, if you take a look at the source, I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying it's the second middle line.
Yeah, yeah. V'yesh lomer, aval vaday l'inyin shar mitzvos, chayev l'chancha. That the Gemara is only talking about Nazirus. Another Mefarshim explained that the reason Nazirus is different is because it's not a regular classic. Yeah. Right, so the Gemara in Maseches Nazir, you have to say the Gemara is talking, even though the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, what the Gemara means is, with respect to Nazirus, you have to know the context of the Gemara. So Reish Lakish assumes that Chinuch applies to daughters as well. Gemara in Nazir is talking about Nazirus. That's the opinion of Tosafot Yishanim.
It makes a lot of sense, because the first part of the Gemara, he specifically says, L'chanchol mitzvot, but the second part where he uses that chiluk, it just says, L'chanchol and L'chanchol, it doesn't say the mitzvot. If he said mitzvot, you couldn't make that chiluk anymore.
Good point. It's a good deal. Yeah. So it sounds like from the Gemara Maseches Nazir that the Gemara is not necessarily saying a klali sticka thing. But either way, regardless of whether you assume like the Tosis Yishanim or the first line in Tosis and Nazir, what was the Lashon again, Menachem?
That sounds like it's Tali and Mitzvahs more than it is.
Right, so then what does Tosis mean at the end, that Tzarech L'chalik? He already was Mechalik.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, I'm not sure. It seems to be maybe a contradiction in the beginning and end of Tosis, I don't know. But the Tosis Yishanim is explicit that Nazirus is different. Okay, either way. So that's how we deal with the question of son versus daughter, right? Reish Lakish, who seems to say that Chinuch only applies to a son, yet the Mishnah in Yuma says daughter.
That's
so we said...
It's saying that the Tosis is saying, according to the way we would understand the Rebbe, not in Bitoy Lo, Kiilu Bo Tomatzav, in that point of the Gemara, the Kachalacha, he benot Shayach Mitzvot, Avalachar Vateima, Batos Vashoyim, Hadamar Ba'alma Katan Ochel Neve Lo, Te'emid Mitzuvin Alem. You understand that according to the Havam, you know, yes, we would be understanding that it's only at that point. But then comes Tosis and says, we ask a question.
Tosis has a different question. Tosis is bothered by steering Gemara's, because Gemara in Yevamah suggests that Chinuch is in Shaykh to Isser, but our Gemara says that you're Shaykh, that Chinuch is. Meaning, the Gemara says that Chinuch is in Shaykh to Ketana, but then our Gemara says it is.
Right, but I think we just, if you just skip a few lines, then once Tosis quotes the Mishnah and Maseches Yuma, you have to say the Chiluk that Tosis says at the end. Because you can't just say that girls are not shayach to chinuch because it's not true. It's against the Mishnah and Yuma.
Great, 100%.
So Tosis has to be chozer from the first line. I think that's what Avi's pointing out.
Yeah,
because the end, forget the Gemara in Yuvamos.
So that's the
halacha.
So then, you bring the Gemara in Yuvamos and Yuma. Then Tosis answers, Lachat Amino, that's what we have in the Mechamchum.
Okay, I'm not understanding, but it's okay.
Okay, we'll discuss it afterwards. Either way, so that's when it comes to son versus daughter. The problem is we have another contradiction because Reish Lakish said in the Gemara in Maseches Nazir that a mother is not obligated to be mechanech her sons in the mitzvah of chinuch, right? Yet we had the Gemara Maseches Sukkah You guys saw the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says, discussing whether a sukkah lamala mi esrim amma, a sukkah that's above 20 amos, is it kosher apostles? So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher, and he proves it from the story with Hilni Amalka. And just streamlining the discussion of the Gemara says that Hilni Amalka had sons who were of age for chinuch purposes, and she definitely wanted them to sit in a kosher sukkah, and her sukkah was above 20 amos, so we should be able to prove from Hilni Amalka that a sukkah above 20 amos is kosher. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Hilni Amalka was mechanech her sons, and the Gemara's lashon is that she was mechuyev, to obligate, she was obligated to be mechanech her sons in the mitzvah of sukkah, albeit midrabanan, but she was obligated to be mechanech the mitzvah, her sons in the mitzvah of sukkah. So you can prove from there that sukkah l'mal mi'as ram is kasher. But for our purposes, what do you see? Hilni was their mother. And you see that a mother is obligated in b'mechanech her son. So at first glance, that Gemara seems to be against Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish in the Gemara Nazir said that a mother is not obligated to be mechanech her son. That's why according to Reish Lakish, she can't make her son into a Nazir. Yet the Gemara Masech HaSukkah says that Hilni, who was the mother, was being mechanech her sons in the mitzvah of sukkah. Everyone hear the question? Mm-hmm. So Tosafos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma points this out, and he explains that two potential tirutzim. One answer, Avi, it was mechavin to beforehand, that it could be that Reish Lakish only thinks that a mother is not obligated to be mechanech her sons when there is a father. But if there's no father in the picture, perhaps Reish Lakish agrees. Someone's got to teach the kid how to do mitzvos. So the mother becomes obligated in being mechanech the children. Alternatively, so then you'd have to say Hilni Amalka's husband was no longer alive. She was the queen, there's no whatever. Alternatively, suggest the Tosafos Yeshanim, that it could be that Hilni Amalka wasn't necessarily obligated. She was a very, very firm lady. She was a very pious lady. And she wanted to do things lifnei mishuras hadin, and she saw that her husband was not necessarily so on top of the situation in terms of making sure that the boys were sitting in the sukkah. So she took it upon herself. His lashon was a mitzvah ba'alma. She wasn't necessarily obligated to be mechanech her sons, but she took it upon herself to be mechanech her sons. But the Tosafos Yeshanim maintains that fundamentally, women are not obligated in being mechanech the sons, especially b'makom where there's a father. Or, alternatively, Hilni Amalka, she wasn't really obligated, and she just did it as a mitzvah ba'alma. But again, fundamentally, Tosafos Yeshanim assumes that women are not obligated in being mechanech the children, the sons. Yeah.
Can you take that here in mitzvah ba'alma and then apply that also to split Yuma and Nazir? You can say Nazir, we're talking about a chiyuv, and to be able to make your son into a Nazir, so you have to have a chiyuv chiyuv. When it comes to having a kifas a year or two before the bar mitzvah, so maybe it's a mitzvah ba'am, would you kind of that you have a chiyuv to prevent the child from eating
before
the bar mitzvah? That's a mitzvah ba'am. It's a mechanical, or that it's a good thing you should teach your kid as opposed to preventing them. I don't know.
Interesting. That could be. What Daniel's suggesting is it could be another way based on this idea of the Tosafos Yeshanim that Hilni Amalka was not really obligated, but she had this cute thing that she was very committed to being mechanech the children, but it wasn't a formal obligation for her to be mechanech her children. It could be, maybe that's the way to explain the Gemara in Nazir, that in order to make your child into a Nazir, you need to be obligated in his chinuch. And since she's not obligated in the chinuch, therefore she can't make him into a Nazir. But there is still an inyan of chinuch, and that explains the Mishnah and Yuma. The Mishnah and Yuma wasn't necessarily a problem, though, with the mother. It was more of a child.
Instead of taking that spot and applying it to a daughter.
Could be.
Mitzvah Amma for a daughter, not a Chiyuv for a daughter.
Could be.
I was going to say, it depends on the Gemara of Nazir doesn't say it's she referring to a father, not even a mother.
Right.
Because it's specifically saying that Mechan Choy, right? It's talking about a father is in Chiyuv.
In Nazir, correct.
Well, it's Chiyuv.
Exactly.
Well, it's Chiyuv on a daughter.
Exactly.
Or for a girl, even.
Yeah.
Where? In Yuma, no, it's boys and girls. Tinokos is boys and girls. It's boys and girls.
That's talking about both?
Yeah. The plural, there's no Tino Kim. It's always Tino Kos. Now, is this agreed upon? Does everyone agree to the Tosafos Yeshanim and his conclusion that mothers are not obligated in being mechanech the children? So what's the answer?
No.
No. Like everything, it's a machlokes. How do I know there's a machlokes? Because Tosi Yeshadim, in the earlier part of the Tosi Yeshadim, quotes the following question from Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz was one of the great Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam. He was one of the great Rishonim. He authored the Sefer called Sefer Yireim. He was one of the great Bali Tosis, Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz. And he asks the following question. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos, we saw the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. Everyone saw that? Anyone here saw that? We saw the Gemara Maseches Yevamos. The Gemara Yevamos tells a story of a certain Amora who lost the keys to the Beis Medrash. They were in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. And the problem was he couldn't carry them. The Beis Medrash was locked. The keys were in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No one could carry them. So the Gemara says that what he did was he got some kids to come play around where the keys were. They found the keys and brought the keys to the Beis Medrash. Now, he didn't tell them what to do. That would be a different issue. We'll discuss that at a later time. But he brought the kids around to be able to carry the keys on their own accord, of their own accord, to open the doors to the Beis Medrash. And the Gemara says, you see from that story, that a katan who is och on the velos, you see a katan who is eating non-kosher or doing an aveira, ain't based in mitzuvin lahafrisho. Beis Din is not obligated to get involved to prevent the child from doing the aveira. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos. So Rabbi Elazar Mimitz asks the following question. I don't understand. The Gemara in Maseches Nazir says that a father is obligated to facilitate his child in doing mitzvos, his son in doing mitzvos. So says Rabbi Elazar Mimitz the following question. If he's obligated in helping the child do mitzvos, Kal v'chomer, he should prevent a child from doing averos. If a parent is obligated in practicing mitzvos with a child, certainly he should prevent the child from doing averos. That's the question that he asks. So what is he conflating? What's the assumption of the question? Oh, so the Gemara in Nazir is talking about parents. The Gemara Maseches Yevamos is talking about Beis Din, a random rabbi who is not related to the child, his obligation in terms of separating the child from the Avera. So you see from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz's question that he thought that the idea of chinuch is not necessarily limited to a parent. Not only is it not limited to the father, it's not limited to the mother, it's even incumbent upon a random rabbi who is in a position to be mechanech children. And what does he answer? He doesn't answer that the Gemara in Yevamos has nothing to do with the Gemara in Maseches Nazir. He answers, no. It could be that the mitzvah of chinuch only applies to mitzvos. It doesn't apply to averos. Meaning, he maintains his assumption that the mitzvah of chinuch applies to all adults who are in a position to train children in Torah and mitzvos, but he answers that there's a difference between mitzvos, positive commandments, and averos, negative commandments. And the idea of chinuch is to train children in doing mitzvos, not necessarily to get involved in taking them away from averos. But you see from Rabbi Elazar Mimitz that he assumes that the mitzvah of chinuch is not limited to a father. It even applies to a random person. So a mother is no worse than a random person.
Maybe it's Dafka Beis Din of that town and love Dafka Moshe Naiman to my kids.
Could be. Interesting
that
suggestion.
That sounds like less of a leap than the leap that we're making.
So why?
Tosis like that.
Why?
What's Tosis' question? Tosis has a skira from Yevamos and says that on one hand they're mitzvah, kitah and them are not mitzvah,
mm-hmm.
because they could eat nevels and the bees and isn't mocha.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, the father is mechuyev. And then Tosis answers the difference between lahafish me'isser and to encourage him to do mitzvahs. Why didn't Tosis just say, like he says later on, this is Beis Din and not the father?
Exactly. Tosis is assuming that there's no chilek between Beis Din and the father.
No, but then Tosis says b'mefurish later on in that, in Tosis and Nazir, that they...
Exactly. I'm talking about Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. I'm talking about Tosis Yeshanim. Tosis Yeshanim quotes from Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. Tosis Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma. Yes. The other answer to the question is that the Gemara in Yevamos has nothing to do with the Gemara in Nazir, because the Gemara in Nazir is talking about the father, and the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos is talking about a random rabbi.
No, I'm saying in Tosis himself. When you say
Rebbe Elazar
Mimitz, is that one of the
Bali Tosis
in Nazir?
No, Rebbe Elazar Mimitz is the
Tosis
Yeshanim in Yuma.
Okay, great. So I'm saying, doesn't the Tosis in Nazir in the same breath say, number one, there's a chilek in the father and others, and on the other hand doesn't say that answer for the Gemara in Yevamos, but rather says the difference between Afrishu Misura and Lakai Mitzvos?
Those are two separate answers. Od Omari, those are two separate answers.
Oh, separate answer, okay.
Yeah, two separate shitos. Yeah. So Rav Elazar Mimitz and the first opinion in Tosfos assume that the mitzvah of chinuch is not necessarily limited to a father. It applies to a beis din, and it could be that Avi and Moshe are correct, that maybe, and Nachum was maskim to that shita, that beis din doesn't necessarily imply the mother is involved. But I'm assuming that if you assume that a beis din or a random rabbi is obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch, then kal v'chomer, the mother, should also be obligated. Right? That's the opinion of... So not necessarily, because that was in terms of the Doraisa mitzvah of chinuch. Here we're talking about the rabbinic obligation for a parent to practice mitzvos with a child. That is for sure midrabanan in terms of the specific mitzvah. In general, bigadol, what we were talking about before, and the value of chinuch and the mitzvah kumis, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, of Doraisa dika, the fulfillment, but not necessarily. It could be that women are for sure bichlal that, but in terms of the, you know, pratistika obligation, that's what we're trying to figure out, whether women are obligated in that. So either way, what do we have is a machlokas rishonim, whether mothers are obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch, right? The first opinion in Tosfos, what we've been assuming up until now, is that mothers are not obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch, the simple read of the Gemara Maseches Nazir. And Hilni Amalka was a fluke. It was a mitzvah ba'alma. She wasn't necessarily obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch. But the other opinion, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, and Tosfos Yeshanim in Maseches Yuma, and the first opinion in Tosfos and Maseches Nazir, and there's also Tosfos Maseches Shabbos, assume that mothers are also obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch.
And the question, the
even if the father's around, the question is, what do you do with the Gemara Nazir? Doesn't the Gemara Nazir say explicitly, according to Reish Lakish, that mothers are not obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch to be mechanech their sons? How did they learn the Gemara in Maseches Nazir? Any thoughts?
It's just related to Nazir, I thought. That's only, but you can't say that by the mother.
For the mother to the son, that's strange, because the son is at least, there shouldn't be a difference between the mother and the father vis-a-vis the son.
No,
that explains.
The Gemara says specifically, it's a mitzvos. It's all mitzvos there.
By mothers, yeah. And sons. Right. So what do you say for the Gemara Nazir? So how did we start? We started with pointing out that the Gemara only says what Reish Lakish holds about the mitzvah of chinuch. The Gemara never tells us what Rabbi Yochanan holds about the mitzvah of chinuch, right? Rabbi Yochanan just said that it's a halachi ibn Nazir. But what does Rabbi Yochanan in fact hold about the mitzvah of chinuch? Is it possible to say that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees fundamentally with Reish Lakish, and he thinks that the mitzvah of chinuch is binding upon the mother just as it is binding upon the father? So Taka, believe it or not, the Rishonim, some Rishonim, Rav Avram in Ahar, one of the great Rishonim, one of the Bali Tosis, on his commentary Maseches Nazir, suggests that Rabbi Yochanan assumes that the mitzvah of chinuch is binding upon the mother, and also, he says, it's also upon the daughter. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan argues on both counts, where Reish Lakish thinks that the mitzvah of chinuch is only from the father to the son. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and thinks, not only is it from the father to son, it is from the father to the daughter, and the mother to the son as well. And since we paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, right, that's the rule, whenever we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, with three exceptions, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, what would emerge is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we should paskin that chinuch is binding upon mothers as well. And if that's the case, we can very well understand the story about Hilni Amalka. Because Hilni Amalka was assuming, like the halacha, that she was obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch. It wasn't just a mitzvah ba'ama like the Tos Yeshanim wanted to say. Really, fundamentally, mothers are obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch just like fathers. Because she held like Rabbi Yehuda. She held like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so there's a whole, so that's the discussion in the Gemara. How do you disprove the raya?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
what we learned from Beis Din.
So what do you do with the Gemara? So if you assume that the mitzvah of chinuch is binding upon parents, so either you could say it's limited to parents, it doesn't apply to Beis Din, or you can say no, it applies to Beis Din, but Rebbe Elazar Mitz already suggested that there's a difference between mitzvos and isurim. It could be that chinuch is only to be mechanich in doing mitzvos, not necessarily avoiding averos. That's one possibility. Tosin Shabbos says a different possibility. He says, actually, the Gemara, and this is a chumrah, the Gemara Masecha Shabbos is not talking about every katan. The Gemara in Shabbos is talking about little kids who have yet to reach the age of chinuch. Those children, you don't have to prevent them from doing averos. But children who have reached the age of chinuch, whatever that is, we'll have to discuss. Children who reach the age of chinuch, there, even a random rabbi who is present is obligated to prevent the child from doing averos. But either way, however you address the Gemara Nivamos, if you think the Gemara Nivamos is relevant in this discussion, you're assuming that chinuch is not limited to the father. You're assuming that it's binding upon the mother and binding upon a random rabbi as well. And this is very, very relevant halach lemaisa. Let's say you're in shul and you see a child being mechal Shabbos. So do you have to say something to the child? Are you obligated in the midst of chinuch to prevent the child from being mechal Shabbos? Halach lemaisa, maisa b'chol yom, or b'chol Shabbos. What do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, he quotes from the Sefer Chai Adam, that it depends whether we're dealing with an Isser D'Oraisa or an Isser D'Rabbanan. He says, if the child is doing an Isser D'Oraisa, then we should be machmir, like the opinion in Tosas Masechta Shabbos, that if the child has reached the age of chinuch, you should prevent the child, either say something to the child, say something to the parent, get involved to prevent the child from doing an Avera on Shabbos if it's an Isser D'Oraisa. Or not even Shabbos, any Isser D'Oraisa. But if we're talking about an Isser D'Rabbanan, so let's say Shabbos is doing Muktzah, something which is only rabbinic, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chai Adam, he thinks that only the parents would be obligated. Then parents, we assume, like the father, Mishnah Berurah assumes the mother as well, like those we've shown, the mother's as well obligated. You should, or he quotes Machlokas about that at least, that the parents should get involved and prevent the child from doing an Isser D'Rabbanan. Again, this is if they reach the age of chinuch. We're not talking about a two-year-old kid. We'll have to discuss what exactly the age of chinuch is, depending on which Aveira. But either way, this is Halach L'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to an Isser D'Oraisa, we paskin, we should be machmir, like the opinions that chinuch is binding up even upon non-parents. But when it comes to Mrs. Rabbanu, we can assume that it's only binding upon parents, definitely fathers, maybe mothers as well. And we assume halach lamaisa that there's no difference between boys and girls. We assume like those we shown them halach lamaisa. Okay, these are some highlights of the sugya. We will continue b'siyata d'shmaya.